Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shub, Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Good afternoon to you, Prof.
Good afternoon, Simon. Hi.
Prof, yesterday we were talking about the fact that infection rates are up and increasing and lockdown is easing, and there seems to be an inherent contradiction in all that.
Yeah, we're in an odd situation, in fact, if you really look at it. There's a sort of incongruity between the fact that we're in lockdown level 3 now, and at the same time we're in the exponential curve, the expansion of the epidemic. So on the one hand, of course, the economic pressure, I think everyone will agree, really forced the government to kind of relax restrictions from lockdown level 5 to lockdown level 3. So you have people going back to work, the shops are opening, even the bottle stores are opening 4 days a week. So there's a kind of a feeling that things are going back to normal. There's a sort of a false, and I say I stress, a false post-lockdown euphoria. A misunderstanding that the epidemic is coming down. Really, nothing could be further from the truth. We're actually now really in the worst possible time, in fact, to relax, if you really look at it. No, in fact, even worldwide, the epidemic is increasing at a faster rate than ever. Now, yesterday we had 136,000 new cases in the world. In South Africa as well, we're increasing what we now 2,000 to 3,000 per day, higher than ever before. So the hospitals are now starting to fill up, the ICUs are starting to fill up, and also we're now hearing about cases also in the Jewish community, which I think alerts people to the fact that we certainly are way beyond the epidemic coming down. We really, the epidemic is going up now. So I think it's very important to counter this false sense of security, you know, which could lead to a dangerous relaxation of vigilance and exercising, you know, what I call scrupulous, punctilious attention to all details of preventive measures. I think now more than ever, it's really so important to kind of focus on being very rigorous about these preventive measures. Now is not the time to relax at all.
I hear you, but it's just so interesting because if one actually is out and about, even in a limited manner, one sees that that is what is not what is going on. The people are, in fact, doing the exact opposite. It seems to be a sense of complacency, or I don't know, maybe we were kept inside for too long and the freedom we just can't handle. I don't know, Prof. I don't know how well, one explains this, it. But
yeah, this is a problem. It's called lockdown fatigue. And we really need the specialist communication experts to kind of guide us how to get the message across. You know, I feel very frustrated in a way from a professional point of view. Are we failing to get that message across? You know, to the adults, not to the children, to the adults. Because, you know, the adults are relaxing their vigilance. You kind of see it on the streets. And I don't know how we really kind of can try and get across. Do we use scare tactics, or are we just failing in some other way?
Prof, we've got 2 minutes left, and something that really struck me is the fact that men are so much more affected by the virus than women. Why on earth would that be the case?
Yeah, that's the globally. But you know something interesting in South Africa? That hasn't been the case. There are, in fact, more females than males in South Africa. I haven't got the figures in front of me, but significantly more female cases. I don't know about mortality, but certainly cases more in the female population than males. Why there is this gender difference, goodness knows. That you know, maybe it's because males have a higher rate of comorbidities, but I don't know if there's any data to support that. So at this stage, it's just a big question mark.
Very, very interesting indeed. And I had no idea that, in fact, the stats were not reflective of universal stats here in South Africa, that it was different. So, yeah, as always, Prof, thank you so much for your insights. And you'll be back with us tomorrow.
Indeed. Thanks, Simon. Yeah, all the best.